Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast and to our Consistency 365 series. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This series is all about the things that get in the way of consistency, because if we don't address those, whether it's our work schedule or it's our tendency to not plan well or it's our all or nothing thinking or the story of I'll start tomorrow, if we don't address those, then there is no plan or program or approach that we are going to be consistent with. So that is the purpose of this year-long series that airs these short episodes in between our regular full-length episodes, which air on Mondays and Saturdays. I was at church this past weekend, and there was one line that our pastor said, and it just hit the nail on the head for me, especially as it relates to the pursuit of consistency. He said, "Sometimes it's harder to remember than obey. Sometimes it's harder to remember than obey." Now, what does that have to do with consistency? A lot of times what I hear from people is that they forgot. You know, they set these intentions in the morning, but then they were just flying by the seat of their pants. They were just on autopilot for the rest of the day. Now, sometimes that's not the case, right? Sometimes it's very intentionally, I don't care, it doesn't matter, this one thing won't hurt, I'll start tomorrow. But other times we set the intent and it's in the front of our mind for a moment, but then we get distracted by other things, and only later do we go, oh, I said I was going to do that, or I said I wasn't going to do this. Sometimes it's harder to remember than obey, which begs the question, how do we remember? How do we remember? There are a lot of things that we naturally remember. You don't forget that you have a girls' trip coming up. You don't forget that your favorite show is on Wednesday nights. There are some things you don't forget because there's so much anticipation. But for a lot of the changes that we want to make, there's not that anticipation. So how do we remember? What I ask my clients to look at is, how do you remember something else? If you need to remember that your kid has a doctor's appointment or that early dismissal is on Thursday, how do you remember that? And a lot of people will say, well, I put it in my calendar. I set an alarm on my phone. Why are we not doing those things that we know work for us for the things that matter for our goals, for our progress, for our results? One of the things that people will often do is they'll put a post-it note on their mirror or on their fridge. And the problem with that is that it starts to blend in. That's really only effective for maybe up to a week or 2 weeks at best. And then because it's not new anymore, you stop noticing it. But look at what you know to be successful for remembering in other things. If you have an alarm that goes off at noon every single day, then you probably stop paying attention to it after a while because it's not new and you just dismiss it. Look at how you are remembering your hair appointment. Look at how you are remembering to check your blood sugar. Look at that. Use those tools for the things you're wanting to remember in your life. And also, carve out time to check in with yourself. Make that a habit, whether that is journaling, whether it's meditation, whether it's a little bit of both, whether it's reading your goals. Carve out that time for intentionality. Hey, what did I want to practice today? What did I want to do today? What did I want to bring into this day? If you're not taking that time, then yeah, your work and your kids and your spouse and all of these other things will take up your time and attention. Be intentional. We can really learn from this statement that sometimes it's harder to remember than obey. We can learn from it by being intentional about strategies for remembering. Try different things. Build in that intentional time in your day to connect with yourself and connect with your goals and connect with what your plans are for the day. Don't just be reactive. Be intentional. We'll see you tomorrow.